Beis Hashem Yisboch, we begin Perek Sheni, the second chapter in the Rambam, Sichas Tumas Oichel, the laws of the impurity as relates to food items in the Sefer Torah in the Book of Purity, where we continue the theme in this Perek discussing the stage of an item in regards to its being susceptible to Tumah and regarding its purification. As Rambam begins Halacha Alf regarding food items that come from things that sprout from the ground. So Kol Oichel and Hagedilim LaKarka, all food items that grow from the ground, in the Mekabim Tumah Ad Sheyakaru. They do not receive tumah until they're ripped out from the ground. Of course, manchin mechaburim, as long as they're connected, attached to the ground, a filik yasherish cotton, even just like a small root, shechun lichis meni, that it could still live from the ground, in the makam tumah, it's not going to be considered as a food item to be susceptible to tumah. Halacha base, yichur shel te'ena, a branch from a fig tree that has figs hanging from it, shenivshach, where it was broken, but a ma'ur beklipa, it's still attached from the bark, but it cannot survive from it. In other words, if one would tie the branch back to the bark, it would not heal to produce leaves and berries and fruits. So and all food items on it are not considered connected to the ground. And when they are mekabel tumah. Now, but b'yesh b'dibur safek, there is an element of doubt over here. Im ho yishori ilon, do you consider the rest of the tree k'mo yad, like a handle, l'zeh hayichur shenishbar, to this branch that broke, which generally something that's not makabel tumah that is connected to something that is a food item, and it touches, so then that item is considered like a handle, and that's considered a yad. Would you consider the rest of the tree as a handle for the branch that broke, oil love, or not? In other words, if tumah touches the tree, that's a doubt if we'll say that the figs that are hanging from the branch are going to be considered tumah as not. Halacha Gimel, Yodokah Sheyavshu Be'ibehin, regarding vegetables that dried up on where they're budding before they were cut off, and they dried up already, occurring kruv like cabbage with las and squash, Sheyavshu Be'ibehin, that they dried up where they're flowering, in the Mestam and Tumas Acholim, they don't have the Tumah food items because they're not fit to eat. Now, Liktam, if they were gathered, if they were cut off when they were moist and fit to eat, Liyavshim, with the purposes of drying them up, well, then they're going to be food items as they always was, because a thought does not help to diminish it from the status of what intrinsically has as a food item. Until it's actually dried up and then it's made like a piece of wood, only then will it not have the tumah of echolim. Halacha dalt. Ilon shenivshach ubay peris. Regarding a tree that was cut down and there was fruits on that tree, then it's going to be considered like detached because it was detached from the ground. Same thing if the tree dried up and on it there was fruits. That's like it's disconnected, and again it's mekabel tumas eichon. Now regarding figs that dried up where they're flowering, they are metamas tumas eichon, but they are contaminated tumas eichon in their place, even when they're still attached to the tree, because they are considered as food items even when they're dry. Halacha vav continues now regarding food items that come from living creatures. Kol eichon shei mibalei chayim. All food items that are from a living creature, in the mekabel tumah, they don't receive tumah as a food item. Achi musu, similar to regarding vegetation, we said until you detach it from the ground, where it's not from its living source also. Here also, until the animal dies, because as long as it's alive, it's not considered as a food item. Shachat behem achai v'ayfa, someone slaughtered an animal, wild animal, or bird, afabishadayin hemifarkas, and even though they're still thrashing around after their shechita, mekabel tumah, they could receive tumah because slaughtering permits the kosher animal to eat when it's still thrashing around. So that would help even actually by a non-kosher animal to go ahead and create it into the status of a food item. Now, bedogim emesem mekabel tumah, and fish which don't have shechita, when are they susceptible to tumah? It's mishimusu, it's when they die. Now, noil bem treifa, if it developed in the fish, a type of a blemish where in the equivalent by a behema or chaya or oif would be a treifa, have a mortal defect, and the nistamu kishay misnadin, and then it received tumah, touched the source of tumah, these fish, when they're shaking around. Sari yesh b'dava suffix. So this is a situation of doubt. Imhem chashubim kemesim hoibanitrafu. Do we consider them as dead because they became a treifa and they're not able to be healed? So therefore we consider them as dead already, hence it would be makabel tumah. Oh, in makabel tumah, no, maybe they're not makabel tumah. Ashiyid muko oven, until they're like a stone, below you, not another, they're not shaking around anymore. That's a doubt regarding the halacha of fish. Again, that's because they don't have the shechita. Ha'ever ha'basar. Regarding a limb or flesh, ha'medudolim be'behema o'ichaya, that's hanging from an animal, a wild animal, she'in mechayim lichis, where that which is hanging cannot survive, cannot heal. So im huchshu, if it became susceptible by coming in contact with one of the seven liquids, then mekamot tumah be'mekamot, they could even receive tumah where they are hanging, and they shemchashu b'mekayichol shepedish, because they consider like a food item that has been detached, because it cannot heal. Now, nishchata ha'behema, now, this we said it has to be huchshu kal b'tumah, but let's say they rest an animal, the animal was slaughtered. Then huchshu b'shchita, then they automatically become susceptible from the slaughtering, meaning from the blood that comes out during the slaughtering. Shabehema kulo kamayod leibrezeh, because the whole animal essentially is like a handle for this limb that was detached. And v'yatra huchshu, and when the handle becomes susceptible, because the blood is one of the seven liquids that's now flowing out of the neck of the animal, huchshu eba kulo, then the whole limb becomes susceptible. Kamayish is bar, like we can explain later on, perikei alecha gimel. So therefore, it's considered huchshu automatically then. Now, but b'yesh b'davah safek, where there is an element of doubt, imtia b'hema b'chayeha, if we consider an animal, even when it's alive, k'ma yod le'ever, o'ybos ha'madodomba, as a handle for the limb or for the flesh that's hanging from it, that's a safek. Halacha zayin, ha'sheikha b'hema chayeha b'ayif, someone slaughters an animal, a wild animal, a bird, hukshu kalabasa, all the flesh has become susceptible, like we mentioned in previous, halacha b'damash yotz b'shchit, with the blood that comes out during slaughtering, which is one of the seven liquids. The fikach, different im, and the main point is for the next part, because we already said that. The fikach im layotzim im dam eshchita, therefore blood does not come out when the animal slaughtered, had it called besar and tzarech echshah, then actually all the flesh would need to be susceptible to incoming contact when the seven liquids, kechol lechol and shleuchshah, like all the food items which were not susceptible, there's no blood, then it was not prepared. Halacha ches continues regarding that this debt of hechshah, of becoming susceptible for tumah, is only when it's disconnected and that the water has to be disconnected, which is what is preparing it. If there's a food item that was prepared for tumah, when it was still attached to the ground, and then it was dry by the time it was torn from the ground, or even if it was not connected, but the water was in pits, which it was touching it when it was still attached to the connected waters, because if it was really taken out, then it was already prepared by the water that's on it, which is already disconnected. But it was prepared by water that was attached to the ground. If either one of them, the what's being machshir, what's hukshir, is connected to the ground, in a hechshir, it's not considered prepared for tumah. Until it was prepared after it was torn out from the ground, with water that was torn out from the ground, or any other liquid, like it says in the pasuk, b'chol kli, in any vessel, which in a machshir as she told from the karka, that's not going to be prepared until that water is removed from the ground. Kein hamayim shall become like water, which in the vessel, which what the pasuk is talking about there. Shov hamayim bekli in the sun bekarka. Let's say the water was drawn in the vessel and it was placed on the ground. In a machshir, it's not going to be prepared because although before there was in the kli and it was fit for achshir, but now that it's on the ground, it's not going to be able to prepare it. Halacha tes kishus regarding zucchini shenata ba'atzitz ve'gedila. Where it's planted in a pot and it grew. Although it grew beyond the pot, it's not going to be susceptible for tumah. In other words, you don't say the part that is hanging over as if it was already detached and therefore would be susceptible. No, it's still connected to the growth. And regarding a pot that has a hole, that a small root could go through it down into the ground, it says like, it's like it's growing in the ground. But the tuba ain't makabel tumah. Therefore, whatever is planted inside such a pod is not makabel tumah because it's still connected to the ground. And mechem hoyu b'mayim. Same thing. Let's say that pod had water. In makshim, we're not prepared because again, that's considered connected to the ground. Halacha yud. Atzit she'in nakuv. Regarding a pod that a flower pod that doesn't have a hole. Hare an the tuba makabel tumah. Whatever is planted in it will be makabel tumah. And water inside it would be prepared because it's not considered, it's not attached to the ground. Now, halacha yadav, but clay gulalim, but vessels made out of dung, uklei adama, and earth that was not heated up in the oven were vessels. Shasharash mechayin livkaya behemot, is that roots technically could burst forth through those vessels and go out because they're very soft. So, in makshim as a zram. So therefore, the seeds that grow inside of it, it's like it's connected to the ground. And therefore, it's not going to prepare the seeds inside. Even though there's no hole, it's like there's a hole because it could burst forth and go and connect to the ground. Lochid beis, atzitz shemelohu ofer atzvasa. Regarding a pot, which was filled up with earth all the way to the top, to the lip. So, in the chash of kli, It's not considered as a vessel, even if there's no hole, because the earth nullifies it from being a status as a vessel. It's like a tablet that doesn't have any lip, because it's not a vessel that can receive anything. And the earthenware vessel or wooden vessel is not makabel tumah unless it has a receptacle. So which the Rambam is telling us that the water that you find in this vessel that was filled up with earth would not be machshir because it's not considered in a kli, and therefore it's considered like the earth. It does not have the halacha of a vessel to be able to machshir l'kabel tumah. Halacha yud gimel mashkin tumeim regarding impure liquids shenaflo ala eicholim which it fell on food items that weren't even yet hokshul l'kabel tumah, was not even susceptible yet to l'kabel tumah. Although it fell on without the owner's acquiescence, without him wanting this, which to become susceptible on the salmon liquids, has to be the owner wanted it. Here it's even shalibitzen abayim. Why? Because the tuma of the waters and the preparingness of the water, which is what prepares it, they're coming at the same time simultaneous. As long as it's not on the ground, like we said before. As long as it's detached, then as long as it's tame, it will be makshered. And it will be metame at the same time. Loch Yudal discussed regarding different changes regarding the food items and their connections to the ground or to vessels. So, kol eichel shenifsed ben nisrach. Regarding any food item that got ruined and got spoiled, until it's not fit to be eaten by a person. So, in makabel tama, so it's not able to receive tama. It's like I said, as a eichel. So too, if there's a beverage that became ruined and became spoiled, the inner rollish is not fit for a person to drink. In the makabel tumah, it's not going to be able to receive tumah, just like it won't prepare the food item for tumah, just like it says in the pasuk, that a person will drink. But if a person won't drink it, then it's not considered as a mashka for these halachas. Halachat is above, regarding the animal hide, which was heavily cooked, or vahashilya, the placenta, which is the sac that the embryo is born in, shechishav lav lachila, that person thought about that he wants to eat it, and that's even if he didn't do heavy cooking, because the hide is very hard, it can't be eaten without heavy cook, but the placenta is very soft, and therefore that would help to make it into food item even without heavy cooking, as long as you thought you want to eat it. So these are mistama tumah zechum of an etzma, then they're going to have the tumah of food items on their own, even if it wasn't mixed with some other food item, because now you want it for eating purposes. Lochet design. Now, but the hide of a donkey, its skin, that was heavily cooked, which that's more repulsive, people wouldn't eat it even by heavily cooking it. How is a suffix? That's already a situation of doubt. In the shlokai would have the tumas of food items on its own because it was heavily cooked. Or in mistam, maybe it would not have the tuma, because that's very repulsive, maybe that still wouldn't make it into food item. Wheat that is found amongst the dung, the animal waste of the cattle, and the barley that's by the waste matter of animals, shalikdon, that the person gathered, now he didn't have in mind to eat them. So ein makabel tumah. It's not makabel tumah, because people generally don't eat that. But he thought that he wants to eat them when he was gathering it, so then we'll have the tumah of food animals. Now, what we spoke about before, of that it's not fit for eating by a person, is it was not tame, and then the question is, could it be makabel tumah? But kol eichel shenitma, any food that did become tame, the achash shenitma nifsal nisach, and then afterwards tame became ruined and became spoiled. Here it requires a greater level of invalidation to remove the tumah, because it already was tame. If nifsal malecha kelev, only if it became ruined that even a dog wouldn't eat it, or sheyobash kacheres, or it got so hard like a piece of earthenware, then arizat tameh, then it's going to be tar. But the nifsum alechal adam, but if it just became ruined that a person wouldn't eat it, but badan rule like it's still fit for a dog to eat it, hadez atomic shalya, that's gonna remain tummy as it was. And moreover, the chalachon shanin, any food that becomes tummy, ainlam tar be mikvah, you cannot purify it in the mikvah, in the purifying ritual bath water. Halachiyat test. Zraim tameyim shazram. Regarding seeds that were tummy, that was planted, hadez tamech mem tar, whatever sprouts from them will be tar. But Philip Dabashin Zarakal, even regarding something that the seed actually does not fully decompose. But Vuhushashrisha, as long as it took root. Before it took root, Hadim Bitumasim, it's going to remain Tame. Philip Dabashin Zarakal, even regarding something that the seed actually does decompose and starts all the way over, it disintegrates, it starts over. Even so, if it didn't take root, it still remains Tame. Lachachav, regarding food items that are connected to the vessel, meaning, for example, let's say leftover dough in the trough, where you don't intend to eat it, it's like stuck on the vessel. So, it's nullified from its status as a food item. and the imnit nakli, if the vessel becomes tummy, hadrehim is tummy, tummy sakli, they have the same tummy as the vessel itself, which is, let's say, if the vessel avatama, those leftover food items that are stuck in it, is like osa avatama. They literally function like a piece of wood. So it actually has the halacha like the wood itself. Halacha Vav continues regarding changes regarding liquids, regarding beverages. Kol mashke shenitma, any beverage that became tummy. The acha shenitma nifsev nisrach, and after became tummy, became ruined, became spoiled. Harizu b'tumasi la'olam, unlike the food item here, it will remain tummy forever. What's the reason? Because like we said, once something is tummy, it has to not be roi l'chilas kelab. But she'ena mashke yaitse, a beverage never goes out from its tumma al yidei hakelev through the dog, because the dog will drink any spoiled liquid, and therefore it will never be qualified as a halacha, a psul achilas kelev la'olam, forever. Now, ve'ena mashke shenit matara, and neither does a beverage that became tummy have purification. Chutz min mayim levad, the one exception is water. Shem hitbo mayim tamim b'mikvah, because if you immerse the tummy waters in the mikvah, which let's say in a vessel, so it's, you'll have just a part of it exposed, where the rest will be in the vessel. Kemish itself in mikvah leim, once the mikvah waters float above that water, let's say in the vessel you dip it in just enough that the mikvah waters go over it, tehedu, they become purified, which the halacha known as hashak, it's like the kissing of the waters, that will purify. And umat bin cham and mitzayin, and the tefila could be hot waters and cold waters, of mitzayin b'cham, no cold waters and hot waters, of adam b'yaf and bad waters and good waters, b'yaf and adam, or good waters and bad waters, doesn't make a difference. Whatever type of tefila will work for the waters that were tummy. Now, halacha chabez, but makil, but let's say you have a stick, shimalei mashkim tmei, that's full with tummy liquids all over it. V'hitbo miktsasa b'mikvah, and you immerse some of the stick into the mikvah, le'taru hamayim shal miktsasa, it didn't purify the waters on the other part of the stick, actually, well, it's cool until you table the whole stick. Halacha gimel, now, shelichin, in contrast, let's say snow became tummy. V'hishik miktsasa b'mikvah, and you immerse only part of the snow into the mikvah waters, since part of it became tahar kule, the entire snow becomes tar. Lach of dalad hatamud, which is a type of beverage that they would make from water and from the sediments of wine. Hatame, if this beverage tamid was tame, bencha nitma achashatimda, whether it became tame after it was made into this alcoholic beverage, bencha timda b'mayim tameim, whether it was made into these tamid with tame waters, actually hichmitz, but if it was before it fermented, so meshika b'mikvah b'yitar. So then you could go ahead and kiss it in the mikvah waters and purify it, sherik amayim, because before it ferments, when you have this water just fermenting with, until it didn't fully ferment with the wine, it's like water. And water, we said, you could do hashaka. But meshechmetz, but once it fermented, how do you care? And then it's like wine. You cannot purify it in the mikvah. Halacha chavei continues regarding liquids in a pot that's in a mikvah. So, kadeidah shemaleya mashkim. Let's say you have a pot that's filled with beverage. Kagoin, some type of liquid, kagoin dvash, like honey, b'yayin, and wine, or kiyitzman, but something like that. In other words, to the exception of water. Unesunu b'techa mikvah. And it's placed in a mikvah, which, like we said, ashaka only works for water, not for these other liquids. Ufasha rishon l'tumah es yodai b'nogaba. Now, someone who's a rishon l'tumah stretched out his hand, and he touches it, in other words, the liquid that's in the pot. If he would touch the pot itself, everything would be tar, because a rishon cannot be metame kli. He touches the liquid. So it is a metame samashkin, he contaminates the liquids. Av pi shebetech mikvah, although it's in the mikvah, because we said being in the mikvah doesn't help for them. And actually, benitmas hakadeda. And actually, the pot becomes tami. Machmas hamashkin shebetecha, because the liquid that's inside of it, av pi shebetech mikvah, because we say liquids become something that could be metame a kli, which is one of the takanas that were made, even though it's in the mikvah, and because a klicheres, an earthen vessel, is not purified by being in the mikvah. So even if this whole thing's in the mikvah, the rishon l'tumah that touches the liquid makes it tameh and the vessel tameh. Now, but let's say this vessel was full with water. Then hakadeta tahira, the pot's going to be pure, even if the pot itself was touched. Shein rishon metameh klicheres, like we said, because the rishon l'tumah cannot be metameh an earthen vessel. And in the mayim shebetechet mayim, and even if you touch the water itself inside also does not become tummy. Neshem murav mei mikvah, because they mixed with the mikvah waters, and we said that that's purified with hashaka. Now, but pashar ava tumas yodah benagabah. Let's say avatam, a primary like a zav, reaches out his hand and he touches it. Then nitmas hakadeh, the kadeh, the pot will become tummy. Shein the mikvah matar klicheres, because the mikvah does not purify the earthenware vessel. And the vessel itself contaminates the water when you take it off of the mikvah, but as long as it's in the mikvah, the pot will not contaminate, because again, it's like part of the mikvah, but the pot could become tummy from an avatama. Halacha Vav, Katin is with regarding beverages that were used. Mei Shvichus, regarding wastewater. Harim Becheskes Tuma. So they have a presumption that they were tummy. Now, Yodolim Megishamim, that's because wastewater people, that this is what they're spilling out, and so we presume that they're tummy. Yardalim Megishamim, if rainwater comes down onto that wastewater, so Imra Balim, if there's more rainwater than the wastewater at any time, they're pure because rainwater is tar. And that's the right. Mechsel Mechsel, 50-50, I call tummy, everything can be tummy. Bimikalim, Bimikakars, whether it's in the vessel or whether it's on the ground, which this is how the Rambam says in Perek Tezav Alacha Yud, that liquids that are connected, they contaminate and become contaminated if they're desired with the owner's what the owner wants. Now, Amosai, when did we say this? Bismach kabim me shvicha. If this wastewater was there first, avokabim me gesham. But if let's say the rainwater is there first, v'yardalim kol shum me shvichas, and then some of the wastewater goes on that, actually hakoltam, everything's going to be tamei. Shemashkin tamim share the term because tummy liquids are going to tar liquids, but tam b'cholshu they contaminate even my minute amount. And the reason why that is that when the wastewater was there first, so the person was not considering significant the rainwater because they're getting ruined in the pre-existing wastewater. So therefore, they're not really something that's desirable by him. Now, and they're not makabel tama, unless, like we said, it's 50-50. But if, let's say, the rainwater was there first, so then he desires them, and therefore they're able to become tuma, and now they become tummy from the wastewater that's being spilled onto the rainwater. Halacha of Zayin, HaToyrif Es Gagoy. Someone is smoothing out cement, some type of a lime on his roof. Over Machabas Es Kesusa, he's doing laundry on his garments, and there's water spilling out as wastewater from these processes. And they're dripping. Then Yardalim Gisham, then it rains on them, whether it be the garments or the roof, and Virabba Natifis, and it causes more to drip out. The more it rains, the more it's dripping out. So Harirabba Megisham Alim is because there's an increase of rainwaters on them, but Nitvim Tarim, and whatever drips out is going to be tar, we're not going to consider it as these Tame wastewaters, as we mentioned before, because we're presuming it's from the rain. Lach of Ches, Hasak Shemet Tar. Someone smears on himself Tahar Shemet, tar oil. Now, them and Nitmazel Adam. This person becomes tummy. For Tavalin immerses, because he was tummy. And the oil is still on his flesh. If it was the amount of anointing a small limb, which is the person's pinky, so he's pure as he was before, meaning before he had anointed himself with the oil, because since the oil is secondary to his body. But if, let's say, it was more than this amount, it would not be secondary. And then his body would become tummy from his body. And the mikvah doesn't purify the oil, because only purifies water, like we said. Now, sach shemen tamei b'tavol. But let's say he anointed oil that was tamei, and he immersed himself. Then loytar hashem shalom. Then the oil on him did not become purified, like we said. The mikveh doesn't purify it, and that was tamei. Ella, rather, imnishemin mashke tefiach. If it remains on him, the amount of liquid that could, if someone else would touch it, they would become a little moist. Hadei hashem b'tamasi. So the oil retains its tuma. And but if it doesn't remain on him the amount that it could make someone else moist when they would touch that amount of oil, then it's nullified in its minority, and then it would not make the person tameh.